Hello.
Hi, Brock. This is B. How are you today?
Who is this?
My name is B. You actually spoke with one of my associates, Zach, about your property on Loganwood Drive.
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking over some of the notes and taking a look at the property. They put it on my desk for me. Is now a bad time?
No.
Okay, awesome. Well, Brock, I have some notes here that you're looking to sell in the next 4 to 6 weeks. I know that you've done some work on the property, and it looks like you were hoping to get 260 for the property.
Right.
Tell me more about your neighbor who's selling their house. You said they were listing it at 275.
Right.
What's that address?
24.
So
3124.
2124,
3124.
3124.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to check it out. There it is. So it looks like it already went under contract, huh?
Yeah,
Okay.
some of those realtor people jumped on it.
Nice. Yeah, it looks like a very pretty home.
It's small though. Smaller than mine. I have bigger, more footage.
Yeah, and I see theirs is a 3-2. Yours is 3-1.5, right?
It's three bedrooms and 1.5 baths. That one over there is one big bedroom and two small bedrooms and one bath.
I see on here that it has 2 bathrooms.
Well, I didn't see two bathrooms. Well, it might be a half bathroom in there. I didn't see
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I haven't seen it either. I'm just reading whatever they put online, and you know how online goes. Well, what made you decide to go for a cash offer?
When?
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brock, 1 second.
Decided? The cat pissed him off. That's what it was.
Oh my gosh. Some stranger just apparently they're doing the gutters at my house, and strangers keep walking through my yard.
Right. Okay.
Sorry about that, Brock.
It's all right. I decided I was going to sell just 2 weeks ago. I mean, I've been here 30 years. This will be the 31st year. And I'm just a little tired. I got the house fixed up enough where a family can move in, somebody with some kids, and live pretty comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I just put in a shower. So the tub's been taken out, the shower's been put in, so in the main bath. So that's all done. But I'll tell you, it's pretty good.
So where are you trying to move to?
I have several places in mind.
Okay.
I went outside in the shed and I looked around out there, and then I come back inside and looked in the bedrooms again, and every one of these bedrooms are full. And I'm like, it's gonna take me longer than 6 weeks to move all this shit out of here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's gonna
Wow.
take me longer than 6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good timeline. When you reached out, I think you submitted something on Google. In doing that, you were applying for a cash offer. What made you want to go for cash?
Well, what else you gotta go for?
Well, the thing with cash offers, and I don't know if anybody's taken the time to explain it, so if they have, feel free to cut me off. But the thing with cash offers is typically you don't get the most value for your home. And so the reason for that is, one, usually there's things that need to be fixed up, so we kind of take that off your plate. Two, the closing can go a lot faster than it can just listing it. And then, of course, you have no fees like commissions and things like that. But, you know, it sounds to me that with your need for 260 and all the work that you put into the property, cash may not be the best offer for you, Brock. Now,
yeah, I see the point.
When I say cash, of course, I mean when you sell the property through the real estate deal, somebody's going to give you all the money for it as soon as you sign. You know, that's not the issue. It's just hearing what your needs are and what your desire is. I mean, I really think that listing your property might be worth it for you.
Yeah.
Have you thought about that at all?
It's that waiting thing, though, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful house.
We moved out. My neighbor next door moved out almost 4 months ago. And
wow.
The house is still sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still sitting there. They had about 10 people come look at it. And out of the 10, the only person that actually put up an offer for it was the real estate people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're the only ones that actually wanted it. And all they're doing is just waiting their time. You know, they're just waiting for the price to go down until they can buy it. They're going to buy it. They just got a price set in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't buy it, but you just got a price set in mind. That's what happens when you list them.
Right. Well, the convenience of cash is that it can go really, really fast. The part that the part that you probably aren't going to like hearing me say, Brock, is we wouldn't be able to meet that 260 for a fast closing. Now, your
you
house
would? Well, that's great.
So you
said you would.
No, we wouldn't be able to do 260.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to do 260. Oh.
Now, I mean, but there's options, you know. We
take half now, take half later.
I mean, we could do a financing where we pay you some up front and do like a balloon payment.
Uh-huh.
And that's definitely an option.
Yeah.
You know, we can always still try to go for a cash deal and get a number that's doable for everybody involved. But I mean, I'm almost embarrassed to even tell you what a cash offer would go for.
No, I pretty much know what it would go for. They lowball me. That's all it is. They're trying to lowball me.
Absolutely.
Dude, I've had that done. The guy called in yesterday. Wanted to lowball me. I told him what the offer was, what I wanted. And he was, he's pretty nice about lowballing me. But he pretty much come right out and told me, good luck, buddy. That's what he said.
Yeah. I mean, I understand him, you know, but I, just from talking to you for a few minutes, I know that there's no way you would go for a cash offer.
There's no way I would do what now?
No way you would go for a cash offer.
Not a lowball cash offer. I mean, I want to get some of my interest back anyway.
Well,
I put a lot of work in this house. This house has been kept up for 30 years.
Yeah. And that's not just money. That's time and energy and love and care.
Right.
Those things
I
are valuable.
On the windows, on the doors.
Yeah.
Floors. Yeah, it works. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's my understanding that you're not the only one living there. Is that correct?
Myself and my grandbaby.
Okay. You got a grandbaby to take care of as well, so that definitely needs some money on the table for that.
Okay.
So if you were looking to do like an upfront payment and then payment over time, what would be the minimum upfront that you need?
The bottom line?
Like the upfront cost.
255.
So what I'm saying here, Brock, is if we could give you some money upfront and then give you some payments to pay off the rest of what the property value is, how much are you willing to take upfront?
Oh, that's a stretch. 200,000.
200 up front. That's a pretty big number for what we're thinking of doing. Usually when we're doing that, we're looking at like the tens of thousands. So like 20, 30 up front, then you get some money and then you get like a big payoff at the end. But do you need this money to move into another place?
I want to pay this place off. Move on.
How much money do you have on the mortgage?
200,000.
So you definitely need 200 for the payoff.
Yep.
And then how much do you need to move?
No, I don't know, probably 20,000.
Did you refinance this property at some point?
Nope. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
When did you do that?
So, last year.
Okay, that makes sense. So what I'm hearing is you want 260 for the property. We have you need bottom line 220 for it. A good house. You've done a lot of updates. And you said you still don't know where you're moving to next, right?
Well, I got a pretty good idea.
Okay. When would you be able to move in there?
As soon as I get rid of all this stuff in the house, I get rid of mostly all the furniture, all 20, between 2017 and 2022 is all new furniture. All new bedrooms, dining room. I got 2023 refrigerator, 2023 stove, 2023 dishwasher, all LG. 2023 washer and dryer. It's all been updated.
Yeah.
All the wiring in the house has been brought up to code.
And you don't want to take any of that stuff with you when you move?
I mean, I'd like to, but I leave what I have to. But that refrigerator and all this stuff is all brand new. This stuff's all brand
Well, you know,
new. Let me send you a quick picture.
I mean, absolutely. I'd love if you sent me pictures when you have time. I'd love to see that. You don't have to do it right now, but maybe when you get off this call. I'm just trying to think, Brock, about, we have a few different programs, and like I said, I don't think the cash program's what is going to be good enough for you because with cash program, they're probably not even going to be able to pay off the 200 left on the mortgage, and that doesn't give you anything to move. So that one's off the table. Now, we do always have the option that we could help you list it. But again, there's commission fees and things like that involved. We talked about a balloon payment, which that one seems like a pretty good deal. But the issue is that $200 upfront is a little bit high. And another program we have is it's what we call the Mortgage Saver Program. And basically, we take over the monthly mortgage amount. So you don't have to pay the mortgage, it stays in your name, but we we get the deed and we pay off the mortgage in your name every month. And we do that often enough.
For how long?
Well, so typically what happens is we pay the mortgage payment plus a little bit more every month, and then in about 2 years, we pay it off completely.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. And you just take the house and I move out.
Yep.
So that gives me 2 years to move out.
Well, we would still do some work on the property and start, you know, because like when we do property investment, there's a lot of different things we can do with the property. So we would still have to have you moving out because we're going to have to be paying that mortgage. And sometimes that looks like we rent it for more money so that we can cover off all those payments of the mortgage and then some. And I'm pretty sure you don't want to live in your house and pay more to live there.
No. No, that don't sound good. That sounds like the bell ringing on both sides.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good deal, even from where I'm sitting, Brock.
Too many bills.
But, I mean, if we bought it, we could just pay off the mortgage and in 2-3 years have it fully paid off, and you know, you could still go find that next place you're looking for.
Yeah, I understand that. If you bought it in 2-3 years and it paid off, I still had to be moving out.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys would still be taking it over.
Right.
But I'd just be paying on it.
Well, we would be paying on it.
You'll be paying on it, but what do I get in the end?
Well,
the payments of that first couple months of mortgage? What is that, $10,000, $20,000?
Well, you wouldn't have to pay. Like, as soon as we sign the deal, you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, I won't have to pay anything as far as the monthly mortgage is concerned.
Right.
And insurance. But,
right.
But all in all, in the end, when the time comes within that 2 years, you guys will want to be taking over the property completely. I've had to be moved out. Once I move out, then I'm empty-handed.
Well, I guess
that means I get nothing out of the property.
I guess, you know, it's about what's important to you. I mean,
it's all important.
If you need, you know, like this works really well for people who just no longer want to have to deal with a mortgage.
You're right.
Or who want to also quickly be removed from a property and move on to the next stage of life.
Right.
Which it kind of sounded like.
I would have to take the money that I would be paying you guys and pay on another piece of property somewhere else, like a rent apartment. That's what I want. I want an apartment.
Okay. So you need some money from this sale to go into the next property.
Right.
I mean, we do sometimes. I mean, what kind of money do you need for that?
About $25,000.
So that's where that 20 came from earlier.
Mhm. Exactly.
Well, you're not in a super big rush, are you, Brock?
Oh, rushing, no. How big of a rush can you be when you want to move? You're sitting down every day. I mean, like, I'm retired.
Yeah.
And, you know, all I have to do is to figure out where you used to pack this mess up and put it on somebody's U-Haul and move it out of here. But where it's going to go is I don't know. got to go in storage. I got a camper sitting outside. That's got to go somewhere. I have extended the driveway and put in a concrete pad in the back just for the camper. And that's 40 feet by 24. That's a nice concrete pad put back there in the back. It's beautiful.
So why do you want to move to an apartment? I mean, this home of yours sounds beautiful and perfect for you.
Yeah, it's all good, but I'm just a little bit, I'm just a little bit tired.
Too big? Too much to handle?
Yeah, well, I'm by myself, you know, it's just me and a little tiny kid.
Yeah.
You know, after a while, the more space you have, the more space a kid gets to screw shit up. You know?
Well, you know, that's, Brock, that's why I let my sister have all the children and not me.
See, I thought this was over with when she turned four. I'm like, oh, no, this is it right here. She hears me loud and clear. This is not going to happen anymore. Shit. The older she got, the worse it got. I'm like, oh, no, this was supposed to stop at the age of four, isn't it? No, it keeps on going. Well, until she gets about 13. I'm like, holy smokes.
Wow.
I talked to my brother and my sister. They were like, that's what you get for helping out. Yeah, my wife had her since when she was a little tiny thing. Brought her home from the hospital about a week later. Then the mother got incarcerated and had to come back over here to this side. She's been here since she's been 9 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife was watching her, care for her up until she was three. Just before she turned 3 years old, my wife passed away.
Wow.
Right after my wife passed away, her father was living here, and then he decided to go with adventure because he wanted something different to try and find some space to set things up with him. And he went out of state, never came back.
Wow.
And they found him under the bridge.
Oh.
So I lost two in a matter of 3 years.
I'm sorry to hear that, Brock. That's hard.
So I took the baby myself, so I'm doing the best I can with the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, she's a little girl, man. You know, I try to I got to keep up with her, man. She's so fast. This is being sad. You know, anytime I see that shit out, I gotta hop back up again.
Well, Brock, I hate to say this, but wait till she's a teenager.
Yeah.
We only get crazier.
That's the joyous part. That's the part where I get ready to say, okay, you can't get ready to move your ass off.
Oh, man.
In the way, you might move. You are ready to move out now. She was about 13, 14 years old. Start talking back.
Get
a whole little question.
You just might need to get your armor ready, all right, Brock?
Yeah, I heard that.
You know, hearing everything that you're saying and listening to you, I'm looking at your neighbor's house, and I already kind of looked at around the area and properties for sale. I really think the best solution for you, and you can disagree with me, that's completely fine, Brock, but I really think the best solution is going to be listing the property. Now, looking in the area at houses that I've sold and looking at your neighbor's property, one of the reasons why it may have been listed for a while may have to do with the fact that they priced it pretty high.
Yeah, 275.
Right. And I don't see any properties in your area for the size of your house going for more than 255, maybe 260.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. The reason I say that is because of the items that I put in the house.
Right.
And what I have done to the house as far as construction is concerned. You know, that's the only reason I said 260.
Right.
Because, I mean, my neighbor next door, the footage on that house is smaller. But, I mean, he got a bigger shed outside. And the footage don't get well. Oh, same size. And Landers is the exact same lot. You know, his lot's no different than my lot.
And, right. But,
I got more trees than you got because I planted more trees. And he didn't plant no trees on his lot.
You know, when we list these properties, our goal is always to have some pretty competitive pricing. If we wanted to look at this, we're not far from the number that you want for the home. I just really think that would be the best solution for you to get what it's worth. Mm. And oftentimes, because of the way that we price our properties,
right,
those things go within 45 days. And, I mean, that's about 6 weeks.
Right, I see. So all I basically have to do right here is to put a sign outside.
Yeah, and I mean, if we could put a lockbox on it, are you home all the time, Brock?
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The only thing is that we'd have some people going through, but what I would really like to do from here is, if that sounds even remotely like a good idea to you, I'd really like to talk to my boss. He's an agent. He's really just a genius with these kinds of things. And, you know, if doing a retail listing is going to get you what you need, and if you're willing to do that, maybe we can all just have another conversation, maybe this afternoon or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well,
you guys okay?
I'm sorry?
I see you got a Virginia number.
Yes, so we're located in Richmond.
Okay. And what business is this?
Our company is called CVA Homes.
CVA?
Yeah, for Central Virginia. A lot of people know us as Forrest Buys Houses, but we buy a lot of properties for cash. But for this one, I really think a listing is going to be is going to provide the most value for you.
Right. You guys hire handymen?
Yeah. Yeah, we do use handymen.
I happen to know an old guy.
Yeah. Does his name happen to be Brock?
He's a pretty good sheetrock guy.
Okay.
He's not bad. Do a little plumbing too. Can plumb pretty good.
That's pretty good to know. Yeah, because we flip some properties, and you know, a lot of times what I really need is we call them an inspection guy. Mm-hmm. But when we buy houses for cash, the inspections are very different than what you do for if you're getting a mortgage from a bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just a lot of pictures of the entire house and trying to find all the nooks and crannies that got some, you know, some pieces that might need loved on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do anything like that?
Absolutely. I paint.
Okay.
I paint, I replace doors, I replace windows.
Okay.
I've done all the windows in this house.
Really?
Ain't nothing blew out yet.
Hey, are you still going to send me pictures after this call, bro?
Yeah, sure. I am a trained boat builder. I trained as a boat builder before I became a diesel mechanic.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a boat builder in Massachusetts. I built boats about 10 years, old day sailboats.
It sounds like you stay pretty active, especially with having a 7-year-old.
I don't let too much grass grow under my feet. I try to keep myself up, you know, because you just never know when somebody like you gonna call and I'm gonna ask you some weird questions. it. It.
Let's see if we can get some money in your pocket selling this house.
Okay.
I'm
All right, give me a hold.
gonna go talk to my boss, kind of show him a little bit. But if you send me those pictures, whenever you can.
I gotta clean up a little bit, you know. It's a little rough around here right now.
Well, don't worry.
The roughest.
I've seen some houses and I've smelled some things, so don't feel like it's got to be perfect, okay?
I got some clothes and some stuff sitting around, still some pots on the stove, you know, that type of thing.
Do you guys have any pets?
Yeah, I got one little Sir Charles Terrier.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Chaco.
He a pretty good dog?
He's a good dog. At times, you know, he's temperamental as hell, but he's a good dog. And
He
at times, when I don't give him pieces of chicken, he gets a little incentive. He gets a little hair because he get a little hair somewhere, you know. But he pee on my floor or something.
Funny how those little dogs are, huh?
Yeah, they're temperamental as hell.
Yeah, they
You
are.
hold back
That's so
the chicken on them, man. It's like pulling off the damn cable wire or something.
funny.
Like no power. It's like you gotta have a piece of chicken to get some energy, you know. You know, give them a piece of chicken, they just go berserk, you know. They look up in the morning like, "You got any chicken?" I'm just waking up. Wait till I find some chicken.
I got a little 5-pound poodle who's the same way. She could eat anything all the time. And if you don't feed her, she growls at you.
Temperamental.
These little dogs, I tell you, they give me a run for my money.
They will give you your money now. They won't. This one here knocks me back on my heel so much, man. I'm like, damn, you worse than a kid, man.
Yeah.
At times I gotta take him outside and give him some air, man.
Is Chaco pretty well potty trained?
Yes, he is. Until I tell you, if I got him in the house when he's cooling off, he's nice. And then if I don't give him a piece of chicken at a certain time, you know, he's like, "Where's my chicken?" And I'm like, "I ain't got no chicken." He goes, "All right, turn around, because I'm gonna piss right here on
What a dick. I swear, my dog does that too, just to be spiteful.
it's wild. It's fun. It's fun getting to know a little dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to throw a blanket over there. Over there somewhere. Yeah, he's still my buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still my buddy.
Well, Brock, I'm gonna let you get back to the rest of your day, and I'm gonna go put this in front of the boss man and see if we can't work out something that's gonna be a good deal for you, all right?
All right, let me know what you come up with.
All right, I will. And you send me
Yeah.
those pictures, all right?
Look, tell me, you know my name. What is your name again?
My name is Bee, like a bumblebee.
Like Brock.
Yeah, B is the
That, man? Shouldn't you be
Easy,
bold?
right?
I know. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I think we're gonna find a solution that works well for you.
All right, B. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I appreciate yours too, Brock. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Good day.
Bye-bye.